This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweetheart.
August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Give me three steps, give me three slaps, mister. Give me three
celebrating
steps,
50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
Ahead of next week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, the export sales are almost lined up right where they should be. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said corn sales had another good report this week.
Corn sales, again, very good. It came in at 942,000 tons for old crop, 245,000 tons for the new crop, total coming in just under 1.2 million. This is counter-seasonal to what we would normally see for old crop sales, but we've been talking about that for quite a while now. These sales typically average about 545,000 tons, so coming in at 942,000 tons is still very good. This is going to be what takes us and says that on the next report, we need to be adding something to that export number and maybe reducing those ending stocks.
At this point, the soybean export totals for this year are also status quo.
Yeah, soybeans were on inside the range of estimates as well. 194,000 tons for old crop, just 3,000 tons for new crop. Nothing special on the new crop side of things. Still a little bit early for that. On the old crop side of things, this is right in line, just slightly ahead of what the 5-year average is. Normally, it's about 174,000 tons, so about 20,000 tons more than what we would normally see. At this point, we are pretty much status quo for the whole year goal for the USDA.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily newsletter. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.